DeepEnglish.com.
Home is where the heart is, active speaking part A. There's a strong pull in most everyone to a place we call home. Is there a strong pull in most people to a place we call home? Yes, there's a strong pull in most people to a place we call home. A sense of belonging that for most people is where we're born or where we grow up. Where do most people feel a sense of belonging? Most people feel a sense of belonging where we're born or where we grow up. Do you feel a sense of belonging? Humans feel connected to these places and feel pulled to return home. Do you ever feel pulled to return home? But there are lots of animals that work even harder to find their way home. Who works even harder to find their way home? Lots of animals work even harder to find their way home. A group of stray dogs in Moscow have a slightly different lifestyle to their canine friends elsewhere in the world. Do stray dogs in Moscow have a normal lifestyle? No, they don't have a normal lifestyle. They have a very different lifestyle. You see, dogs in Moscow commute. What do dogs in Moscow do? Dogs in Moscow commute. These dogs wake up in the morning in their homes in the suburbs. Where are their homes? Their homes are in the suburbs. They stretch, move around, and then join the throngs of Muscovites heading into the subways underneath the city. Who do they join on the subway? They join the throngs of Muscovites on the subway. They get on the train, ride to their destination, and get off again, the same as any normal commuter. Do they ride the train the same as any normal commuter? Yes, they ride the train the same as any normal commuter. These dogs are professional beggars. Are these dogs professional commuters? No, they aren't professional commuters. They are professional beggars. They know that the best place to beg is in the center of the city, but the best place to sleep is in the suburbs. Where is the best place to beg? The best place to beg is in the center of the city. Where is the best place to sleep? The best place to sleep is in the suburbs. Since that distance is too far for them to walk, they ride the subways. Why do they ride the subways? They ride the subways because the distance is too far for them to walk. At night, after stealing hot dogs and crumbs from tourists, the dogs get back onto the train and ride the rails all the way home to sleep for the night. What do they steal from tourists? They steal hot dogs and crumbs from tourists. What do they do at night? They ride the rails all the way home to sleep for the night. The next day, they wake up and do the exact same thing all over again. Do they do the same thing the next day? Yes, they do the exact same thing the next day. The Moscow dogs' daily commute from where they work and where they live seems like a very human way of life. Does this seem like a human way of life to you? They seem to have the same sense of home that we do. What do you think? Do they really have the same sense of home that we do? When they're done working for the day, home is where they go to sleep, eat, and be with their family. Is home where they work? No, home isn't where they work. Home is where they go to sleep, eat, and be with their family. While the Moscow dogs and their subway commute is unusual, other animals have more natural migrations. Is this a normal commute for dogs? No, of course not. This is an unusual commute. Do other animals have more natural migrations? Yes, other animals have more natural migrations. Of course, we all know about migrating birds that fly the same path every year at the same time, and monarch butterflies that migrate thousands of kilometers each year to escape the cold. How far do monarch butterflies migrate? Monarch butterflies migrate thousands of kilometers each year.